Buckley News Podcast. I'm your host, Kevin Lindsay. I'm the general manager of Buckley Newspapers, and I'm also the editor of the Jasper County News. I hope that you're having a great week. Welcome to episode 005 of the Jasper County News Podcast. I want to go ahead and get this out of the way and make sure it's at the top of the show that there was a printer error with who we use to print our newspapers Wednesday morning. So we normally get papers here at the office and put the inserts in and all that stuff on Wednesday mornings, and then they're shipped out to post offices and across racks in Jasper and Smith County. Unfortunately, because of the error, they weren't available until Thursday. So we got our papers out Thursday morning for both the Jasper County News and the Smith County Reformer. They were sent to post offices also. So if you're a subscriber and you also listen to the podcast and you're like, I didn't get a paper today, well, they're a day late due to that printer error. No fault of our own. It was just an issue with the printing service. And because of that, it was a day late. So if you do want a paper right now and today, you can swing by the office. We've got a little bit of time left while I'm recording this, but you can swing by the office tomorrow morning, either the Smith County or Jasper County office, and pick up a paper. And while you're at it, may as well go ahead and subscribe for a year. Get you a subscription. Rates as low as $30 per month. Well, let's go ahead and get to the top of the show here, and it is starting off with some sad news and a little bit raw here, so just kind of bear with me. But on Tuesday, January the 30th, the Jasper County community lost head coach Corey Mackey for the Bay Springs Bulldogs. He passed away, according to Lamar County Coroner. He said that Mackey died Tuesday at an area hospital of what seemed to be natural causes. He did say that an autopsy is still pending. However, it does appear to be natural causes. I received a press release from the West Jasper School District the following day, so yesterday, Wednesday, and I'm going to read straight from it. It says, "It is with deep sadness and heavy hearts that we announce the sudden passing of Coach Corey Mackey, a dedicated teacher and basketball coach at Bay Springs High School. He served our school community with passion and commitment for the past 17 years, leaving an indelible mark on the lives of his students, colleagues, and the entire school family. Mackey spent 17 seasons at Bay Springs. He won two MHSAA Class 2A state championships in 2015, where the Bulldogs defeated Oklahoma 74-55, and then he went back in 2019 and the Bulldogs defeated Ingemar 56-51. This year, Bay Springs is currently 15-6 on the season. They have canceled this week's games, and they will resume during the 2A district tournament. Mackey was also a teacher at Bay Springs. He taught a class in personal finance and physical education at the school. Overall, Coach Mackey had a 345-121 win-loss record in his 17-year coaching career at Bay Springs. One interesting thing that I found was that 2008-2009, that was the only season in Coach Mackey's career at Bay Springs where the Bulldogs had a losing record. So if you were under Coach Mackey, you were a winner. And I was hit with this news, and this is kind of where it gets a little raw at. I was hit with this news as I walked into Stringer's basketball gym for senior night Tuesday night. Someone asked me, had I heard about if anything had happened to Coach Mackey. And after you get to asking around and asking people, you find out. And to be honest with you, I was floored. I was absolutely stunned about hearing about his passing. And as of right now, there's been no arrangements or anything like that made. And the school, obviously, is still mourning. Obviously, his family, make sure that everyone understands. I want to respect them as no arrangements or anything like that have been made. But I do want to share something about Coach Mackey, and that is this, is I wasn't able to cover Coach Mackey during his championship runs, either in 2015 or 2019. I started with Buckley Newspapers in 2019, but I was in Hattiesburg, and I didn't have really any affiliation as things go full time with Jasper County. Heath Wally was our editor here, so I was dedicated full time in Hattiesburg. But whenever I started covering Bay Springs, and whenever I came to Jasper County and I started covering them more and eventually becoming the editor over here, the 2021 season was the season that I really started following the team and getting to know the players then, and that team, I know, had Cortez Booth and some other talented players. And that year, they were chasing an undefeated streak. And whenever I would go to interview him, you know, I would mention it. He's like, "Oh, let's not discuss that. We don't want to jinx it," and things like that. And I just remember all year following Bay Springs, they were just running over everyone. It seemed like they were just blowing past everyone during that season. And I joked with him how whenever I started really paying attention to basketball as a kid and teenager and on up into adulthood, I was a Phoenix Suns fan, and the Phoenix Suns ran the court constantly. You know, you had Mike D'Antoni, and they were just running up and down the court and outscoring everybody. And Bay Springs was the high school equivalent in 2021 of that, where they just ran up and down the court, and they wanted to break the scoreboard, and it was just so exciting to watch. And they went through the playoffs, and they get to Jackson, and they get to the title game at the Big House, and they finally fall in a close game. And I'll never forget standing outside the locker room waiting on him to come out to interview him, and there's me and a few more. And I've always, to a degree, tried to wait and let everybody get their questions in, and then try to come in later and get my questions, just to have something different from what everybody else has. But I sat there, and everybody kind of got what they did, and I told him to hang on. I had a few questions for him. And one thing that stood out that I'll never forget, as he said, you know, as bad as I wanted this undefeated season, as much as this stings, he said, "One thing that I'm proud of is our overall team GPA finished at 3.0. He said, "I had good kids." And he said, "I'm so proud of them." He said, "Even if we can't win a championship," and obviously it stung, and obviously he wanted to win it, he said, "I'm just so proud of that." He said, "Our kids, we're pretty much going to graduate everybody on this team." And he said, "Man, I'm just so happy for them that they're going to have a future. I know that they're going to have bright futures, and I know that they're going to go on and do good things." And that's the thing. Even this year, and I've talked about it in podcasts before, this team was a little bit different on court, where they didn't just fly around and things like that. And they're a hard-nosed defensive team. And, man, that just comes back to his coaching ability and who he is. But Coach Mackey, his attitude and his desire never changed. He still had that desire to see his kids succeed. And it's, you know, we joked during that 2021 season, because he had such a loaded roster, he would pull five guys out after about 3 minutes of play, and he would put five more guys in, and they would play. And he told me at one point, kind of joke, he said, "I've got Kentucky and I've got Florida." And he would run Kentucky out there, and then he would run Florida. Florida was more of his defensive base team. But people would ask, "Man, why are you pulling them all out and all this?" And, you know, he he'd have people question it, but he constantly won. And that's on the court who Coach Mackey was, but off the court who he is. He wanted to see his players succeed. He wanted to encourage them, and he wanted them to do well in life. And that's the thing that I'm going to remember about Coach Mackey. And as stunned as I am and as floored as I am, I just wanted to get that out there. I could not help but to mention that in this podcast. And, man, I've been emotional about it, and I didn't even know him as well as a lot of other people did, but I'm so glad that I got the chance to know him. I'm so glad that I got the chance to watch him coach kids. And I looked on his Facebook just a few minutes before I got to Stringer, and man, I saw that one of my photos was his profile picture, and man, just stuff like that you see. And I'll never forget him always wearing bright, colorful suits and all those things. And I just want to send out my condolences to the family and the Bay Springs faculty and staff and all the players. Man, you're in my thoughts. You're in my prayers. Way more than you know. Coach Mackey has left an impression, and he is a winner, and he goes out a winner. So I just wanted to discuss that and give you my two cents. And I know it's raw and things like that, and I'm probably stumbling over myself, but I'm not going to edit this part. I'm just going to let it happen. So moving on to other news that is in our paper, it's on our front page this week, is the West Jasper School District selected their 2023-2024 Parents of the Year. And those parents are Miss Malaysia Hardy. She was voted Bay Springs Elementary School and also Overall Parent of the Year. Miss Joyce McGill, she was voted Bay Springs High School Parent of the Year. Miss Jackie Thigpen, she was voted Bay Springs Middle School Parent of the Year. And Miss Tina Gavin, she was voted Stringer Attendance Center Parent of the Year. Those votes came from the West Jasper faculty and staff. So big congratulations to those ladies who volunteer their time and their efforts and all of those things that goes with parents and dealing with school and everything like that. So big congratulations to them. Also, West Jasper School District Board Officers were selected. Miss Christy Holofield, she was voted as President. Miss Debbie Smith was voted as Vice President. And Miss Jean Wheaton was voted as Secretary and Treasurer. You can also find out what else is going on with the school board. That's on our front page. And also, another big thing, we have a new business that has come to Bay Springs, Papa Doe's Pizza. Owners Earl and Joy Pearson, they come to Bay Springs. They brought their food truck, and they've also found a permanent home in Bay Springs right across from Up in Smoke. They have some great oven pizzas. I guess you would call it wood fire. I'm not exactly sure. But I know that it's like a traditional, super traditional pizza. Man, they're so good. You've got to go by and try them. They've got some unique pizzas and things like that. But man, they're such good pizzas. And I'm so excited that we get to see a new business in Bay Springs and great owners, great people. So I'm excited to have them in Bay Springs. I hope that you all are too. Go and support them, man. Go show them some love. Grab a pizza. I know that they've actually been noticed on Facebook saying that they've been staying busy. So keep them busy. Keep that business going, and let's bring in even more businesses in 2024. Also, you'll see at the top of the Jasper County News a voting announcement. Jasper County Circuit Clerk Billy Rayner, he wanted to remind residents that absentee voting, that began on January the 29th, and the last day to register to vote is February the 10th. Also, our election day for primaries is March the 12th. You can see sample ballots on page 8 of the Jasper County News. So make sure to come in and grab you a thing where you can see your sample ballots and make sure that you register to vote and all of that. We have a pretty packed paper this week. I know in sports, there's not anything going on as far as basketball in the paper, but there was a really good article regarding the Jones College baseball team getting ready. They played their first series this past weekend, but they sent us the season preview. I expect them to be pretty good. And then the girls, the softball team, they were ranked number 17 overall. The Jones College softball program is elite. They are always in the hunt for a national title. They were runner-ups this past year. So it's going to be exciting to see what Jones College does in baseball and softball. Their basketball team, they're still rolling. Just overall, Jones College, if you want to find an elite sports program, Jones College is it. And obviously, they support Jasper County and everything else. We have the Jones College Jasper County Center over here. So, always good to support Jones College and the Bobcats. Well, I hope that you're having a great week. I hope that you have a great rest of the week. Make sure to subscribe to the Jasper County News. Rates are as low as $30 per year for a subscription. You can find links to the podcast at the top of the Jasper County News Facebook page. They're pinned there. You can listen to your favorite, on your favorite podcasting app, whether that be Spotify or Google or wherever else, or you can even download the Podbean app and listen to it straight from there. You can find other podcasts. Maybe you're like me and you like listening to true crime or your favorite sports podcast. It might be on the Podbean app. So make sure that you go visit that. I hope that you all have a great week. Thank you so much for listening in, and we will see you all next week.